Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to today's edition of the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is Thursday, November 20th, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes or so. So you might have remembered me earlier in the week saying, yeah, I like Uber, I've used them before, it's cool service, right? Don't know if I'm thinking it's quite as cool now, because it seems like Uber's tracking you and me. Or at least that's kind of what this report is suggesting. Uber did change its privacy policy yesterday, but that may not cover its back this time. A New York executive by the name of Josh Moiner has been using an internet tool called GodView, and he's been tracking a journalist without her permission. BuzzFeed is reporting one of its journalists used Uber to travel to a meeting with Josh last month. On arriving, he was waiting for her, then casually said, "I was tracking you," as he pointed to his phone. Then BuzzFeed learned from two ex-employees of Uber that a tool was known as GodView that allows the company staff to track both Uber vehicles and customers. Now, it's not open to all drivers, but apparently it's widely available. Now, it makes perfect sense that Uber needs to track the drivers. I get that. From a safety point of view, it's a given. But to name the system GodView, that's a little unsettling. You like your groups on Facebook? Wish you could follow them a little bit better? Maybe you wish you had like a message app or something? Well, you're going to be in a good mood today. Facebook has unveiled a new app that focuses on the social network's popular groups. Now, Groups is used by more than 700 million Facebook users, and it's going to follow in the footsteps of its Messenger sister app, allowing a standalone experience. It will be available, of course, for Android and iOS devices starting right now. And when you open the app, you can see your list of groups, the ones users visit most frequently at the top, and you can also create your own groups within the app. One thing that is slightly different, though, than Messenger, it's still available within the primary Facebook app. Haha. So, Mr. Zuck, would you like to answer the question of why we have to have a separate messaging app, but you can stick groups still in the Facebook app? Something fishy going on in Zuckland there. Bendable screens. We've been seeing this kind of technology for a while now. We kind of think, okay, when's it going to come into play? When's it going to be available to the consumers like you and me? Samsung's saying they ain't waiting any longer. The wait for a truly flexible smartphone is very near. And it's one of Samsung's executives that spilt the beans on this, promising it by the end of 2014 or early 2015. Samsung said that we plan to provide customers with a product that has a flexible display by the end of the year. That's according to Lee Chang-hoon. That's the vice president of Samsung's display business strategy team. However, nothing has been decided on the finished product yet. These devices won't have just a little bit of give, according to Lee. He's saying that the new gadget will be so flexible it can bend in half without breaking. So that'll answer the will it bend question right off the bat, won't it? The bigger question is, will it blend? Seems that every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Mary, Margaret, and Meredith, or whoever your name is in the UK, you just love your data consumption so much that you're taking up so much of the spectrum that Ofcom is going to have to open more of it. Ofcom is saying it's taking the necessary steps to ease mobile data congestion in the UK. It was announced yesterday that it will open up the 700 megahertz spectrum, allowing mobile networks to enhance their data services for lower cost. Of course, with a longer wavelength, the 700 megahertz band is particularly well-suited for data, and it can also travel longer distances without degrading. But I'm sorry, UK residents, you're going to have to put up with this congested crap a little bit longer because Ofcom plans to make the spectrum available by 2022, saying they'll first need to relocate digital TV and wireless event communication signals to let carriers tap it for mobile broadband. And we all thought that going totally digital was supposed to curb all this stuff. O2 subscribers in the UK, you're going to be in a little bit better mood this morning. You're joining EE and Vodafone, meaning that O2 has launched a couple of relatively simple data-sharing plans for individuals and families alike. Anyone that's in an O2 refresh contract with 1 gigabyte of data per month or more can now share that allowance with other SIM-slotted devices, with the cost added to your existing monthly bill. Under the family share plan, new contracts that include between 1 gigabyte and 8 gigabyte of data can share it across up to 10 devices. Of course, each additional SIM costs an extra £15 per month. And also, as an added bonus, you're going to get a £25 restaurant voucher if you take out a plan with at least 2 voice-enabled SIMs. Wonder what the restaurant voucher's for. Probably like Kentucky Fried Chicken or McDonald's is what I'm thinking. And finally, stayed at a hotel and thought, man, that place was a pile of, well, you know. And you thought, I'm going to let people know about that. I'm going to write a review online. you might want to hold back on that. A British couple has been fined £100 by a Blackpool hotel for leaving critical comments on TripAdvisor. The UK's Trading Standards Organization is investigating the incident, saying it may breach regulations. Really, you think so? The Broadway Hotel's booking policy reads,
in very small print, mind you.
Despite the fact that repeat customers and couples love our hotel, your friends and family may not. For every bad review left on our website, the group organizer will be charged a maximum of £100 per review. Oh my goodness. Here's an idea if you're really bored today. Why don't all you fellow BTN listeners head on over to the TripAdvisor and give your opinion on the Broadway Hotel? Let's spam the hell out of them. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can find me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow. Woo, yeah, Friday. Oh, I can't wait. I bet you can't either. To give you another dose of the best technology news from the past 24 hours. But until then, try your best to get through your Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.